This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian officials said Israeli forces in disguises raided a hospital in the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. AP News Director for Israel and the Palestinian Territories, Joseph Federman, reports from Jerusalem.
The forces were disguised as women and medical professionals. They moved into the hospital and killed three wanted militants from Hamas. This is just another example of how the fighting in Gaza has threatened to ripple across the entire region. Now, hospitals are not normally targeted. They enjoy special protections. But Israel says when Hamas uses a site like a hospital, that makes it a legitimate target.
The AP's Joseph Federman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel would not withdraw forces from the Gaza Strip or free thousands of Palestinian security prisoners, pushing back against media reports on some conditions of a possible truce deal with Hamas. In remarks made at a gathering in a Jewish settlement in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, Netanyahu added, quote, "We will not end this war short of achieving all of its objectives. That means eliminating Hamas, returning all of our hostages, and ensuring that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel." The United States said on Tuesday the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees needs to make fundamental changes before Washington will resume funding that was halted over Israeli accusations that some agency staff took part in the October 7th attack by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, welcomed a U.N. inquiry into the accusations against staff at the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East. This is VOA 8 News.